Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Tuesday, June 4th, 2024, pre-market report. I want to start off with this, and look, what I'm about to tell you, it really isn't a surprise, it's not a shock, but, and it's only because you and I have been light years ahead of the curve on this. No one started talking about this before you and me. You and me called out the issue with the smaller banks, the regional institutions, all the issues with regard to that. No loans, no deposits, no deals. It sound familiar to you? Well, it should. We've been talking about this again before anybody else. And this issue is getting monumentally worse. Banks' balance sheets are ballooning with bad debt. And, you know, this how do I say this another way? We are in a worldwide, full-blown financial system crisis on a scale we've never seen before. Nothing has even come close. You remember the meltdown 2008, the TARP program, or the public bailout of these institutions? Well, you haven't seen anything yet. So this is a report here from the FDIC about unrealized losses on banks' balance sheets. How's that look to you? You like that number? Let me tell you something about this number. It is not even close to reality. Not even close. In my estimation, let me read this to you. Basically, over half of $1 trillion in unrealized losses hit the United States banking system, according to the FDIC. Let me just read through this, and I'm going to tell you what's going on. So not only do we have this issue, I mean, this is just stuff that's so in our face. So over half of $1 trillion in unrealized losses hit the banking system, according to the FDIC. Not Greg Manorino. This is what they're allowing you to know. And 63 lenders are now on the brink of insolvency. Let me explain something to you. These numbers, again, have no bearing on reality. The entire system is insolvent. The entire system operates off a rate. We don't even have a fractional reserve system. How many of you even know what a fractional reserve system is? We used to operate on a fractional reserve system, meaning if you put $10,000 into your institution, they're allowed to lend out 90% of it. Okay, the banks are, you're not supposed to know that. Those digits that you see on a screen in your bank account, they're not even there. Well, it gets even worse than that. Today, we have a zero reserve system, meaning all your cash is gone. Not even, you know, those digits on the screen, they don't exist. They're not on the elemental chart. Anyway, so the entire system being that it operates in a zero reserve. It's completely insolvent, and it's literally burning up on fire. I don't know another way to put this. Right before our eyes, and it's getting no attention other than right here on this channel. I don't know who else is talking about it. Now the FDIC is letting you in on their little secret. But again, this has no bearing on reality. So let me read through this. So unrealized losses in the U.S. banking system are once again on the rise. Imagine our shock. We've been talking about this forever. According to new numbers from the FDIC, it's kind of short. In its quarterly banking profile report, the FDIC says banks are now saddled with more than $500 billion in paper losses on their balance sheets. And this, again, is ballooning, and the numbers that they're telling you are fake anyway. The FDIC also states the number of lenders on its problem bank list rose last quarter. Now, this problem bank list is hidden from your view. Some things in life bother me. This is one of those things right here. There is a list of problem banks, and you're not allowed to know which institutions these are until it's too late. That's why this guy sitting right here has been urging you to get your cash out of these institutions, especially the smaller and the regional institutions. Get your cash and put it into, unfortunately, you're going to hear me say something you're not going to like, but the big Wall Street banks, not Bank of America. Bank of America, still in my view, is in a lot of trouble moving forward. Okay. But if you need to keep, we all need to keep some cash in these institutions because we're forced to participate in their system. Look into a credit union. They are not safe, okay? Let me just say that because I know my words are going to get twisted. They are safer. These are non-profit institutions. So, and they don't take the risk that the big commercial banks do. Anyway, so do what you want, all right? But if this makes sense to you, what I'm saying, well, then you should be taking action. So anyway, the FDIC also says the number of lenders on its problem bank list rose last quarter. According to the agency, these banks are on the brink of insolvency. Again, you're not allowed to know. It's above your pay grade. This is privileged information, meaning some people are allowed to know, but not you. Anyway, it's incredible what's happening here. And the fact that this is now coming to light is interesting. But you see this half of a trillion dollars that they're telling you about? I'm here to tell you that this number is more likely between 3 and 5 trillion. It could be even more than that. But that, according to my research, what I know, okay, to be true, is that number is not real. Okay, not even close to being real. At a minimum, these banks are holding between $3 and $5 trillion of unrealized losses. And this problem bank list is going to balloon. Again, what have you and I been talking about? We're going to see it. A domino effect of the smaller institutions go down. If you're a follower of this blog and you get stuck in a situation like that, it's your own fault. Because you and me, have been talking about this before anybody else. And the issues, again, are so monumental. The big banks, they're in a bad shape too, believe me, but they have a direct main line to the Federal Reserve. Not only that, what's being set up, and this is a setup here, people. I'm going to outline this again for you. Should make sense. The larger institutions are counting on the fact. They're counting on the fact that the smaller and the regional banks are going to collapse because these institutions are going to be buying their assets for pennies on the dollar. Now, what all this boils down to is, again, a public bailout that's going to make the TARP program look like child's play, okay? But again, our loving, caring representatives, they're not going to tell you any of this. Neither are anyone running for president. They got to keep you in the dark. They got to keep you deceived. Looking over there, you got to start thinking for yourself, people. And I know you do if you follow this blog. Anyway, a couple of other things that we need to talk about real quick. With commodities, they're getting hit pretty good. This is crude oil. Gold and silver getting hit this morning as well. People, look, how do I say this another way to you? Because I'm getting a lot of like negative feedback. These are long-term holds. What do we know about commodities? These are real things. These are priced in dollars. What do we know about the dollar? It's going to be devalued on a massive scale moving forward. The 97, 98% of the purchasing power that's already been stolen from the US dollar, they want it all. And again, they're deconstructing the system only to issue in a new one here. Debts and deficits ballooning. Right now, just in case you were wondering, let me put a perspective on this for you. The interest on the U.S. debt in 2020, just 4 years ago, remember what I'm telling you, 4 years ago, the interest on the debt was just about half of $1 trillion. Today, well, in 23, the last time it was reported, we were at $1 trillion, so it took 3 years. The new projection is that by 2026, we're going to double again. So we doubled in 3 years. We're going to double again in 2 years. And let me ask you, while we're on that topic, where does this interest come from? Who creates the interest out of nothing, out of thin air? I'm going to give you one guess, and you better get it right. It's the Federal Reserve. And the more digits they can add to a screen, the stronger they become and the more enslaved we become. Don't you understand? I really hope you are starting to understand how twisted the financial system is. And now we have Trump calling for a weaker dollar, Trump calling for suppressed rates. Biden has no idea what's going on because he's brain dead. Okay, so this is what you and I, what a choice we have between this freak and that freak. You think it's going to make any difference in your life? No, you're done, and they got you by the throat. It's unbelievable. It really, really is, honestly. You can't make this stuff up. You know, let me tell you something else about the U.S. debt here. Fed's creating all of this interest out of thin air. That's how the central banks work here. We already are in a technical debt default, because if it weren't for the Fed, this whole thing, we'd be in a Mad Max scenario, for which we're going to get to. By their own hand, they're setting it up, a deconstruction of the system. You all know that. Now, let's talk about something else real quick. We talked about crude commodities. I got paper everywhere. JP Morgan is talking a warning about the stock market here. It's about to hit a wall. Now, I'm going to say that JP Morgan may be wrong. And I'm not a perma bull, people. I'm just looking at risk. Here's the MMRI, and I am going to always refer back to this because there's not another indicator like this. The Manorino Market Risk Indicator, free to you, free to everybody, link in description of this video. Look what has just happened. We have broken below this line of support, this trend line. Now we're below this. Are we going to make a move back? We're going to see, but I believe we're going to see the European Central Bank, the Canadian Central Bank cut rates, the Swiss National Bank has already done it, the Fed's going to follow suit, and this is going to drop. And the economy is going to drop even faster, okay? We are in free fall. Our economy here in the United States and around the world could not be worse off. We've never seen anything like this with debts ballooning, deficits ballooning, interest on debt ballooning. At the same time, the Fed, think about what I'm saying, people, for a moment. I'm getting all crazy over here. But we have an economy which we know for a fact is contracting at its fastest pace we've ever seen. Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve alone is ballooning the money supply. Why? Because that's their strength. They're devaluing the dollar. They're sucking the purchasing power out of it. They want you to believe their newest projection that inflation is going to come down moving forward and into 2025. They got us by the throat and they know it. All they're doing is putting out fake information, propaganda. Imagine my shock. And we got our loving, caring representatives, every single one of them playing right into it. Right into it, leading us all to the slaughter, people, like I've been telling you. All we got is each other, you and me out here, all right? If you're relying on any one person, a president, a politician, a central banker, to get you out of the situation you're in, you are just really way off course here, okay? Ain't gonna happen. If you don't take action for yourself, understanding what's happening here, then you deserve what you're gonna get. I don't know another way to put it. If you don't get yourselves in the right spot, and that means betting against the debt, becoming your own central bank, taking advantage of every freaking thing that comes your way, then you deserve to lose. I don't know another way to put it. This is a channel for people of action. Not that we're going to sit back in some corner and suck their thumb wondering what's happening, because that's exactly what's going to happen to most people, not you, if you follow this blog, because that's the same thing that we've seen over and over again. Right when the big crisis is in your face because nobody knows until everybody knows, people wonder what's going on. I was a paper millionaire last week. Now I'm destitute. I'm losing my house. I'm losing my car. I can't pay my bills. Do you see what's going on? The same scenario is being set up right here and right now. People, look, I really feel like this particular video is very important. I really, really do. We covered a lot of critical information, and I really hope you share this stuff. Get it out there. Give this video a thumbs up. Allow the algorithms to pick up the video. I don't know where, honestly, you're going to get information like this. Actionable information that can change your freaking life. You tell me, all right? I'm working my rear end off for all of you, and But that's just my part. You got to do something about what's going on here. My suggestion, watch this video twice. I covered a lot of stuff here that's really important. So anyway, with that said, I got your back. I really, really do. But you need to do something about it. And the situation is unfolding and getting worse every freaking second of every freaking day. Anyway, look, that's it. I'm just going to leave you off at that, people. I really care about all of you, and I mean that with all I got. And I want us all to not allow the current situation, which is deliberate, to destroy us. The choice is yours, really, right now. I think we're at a pivotal moment in time. Forget about the markets, but this entire thing, this is a setup. Nothing is by accident. This is not a comedy of errors. The system is being deliberately destroyed. It is being just taken apart piece by piece by the central banks collectively, allowing all this stuff to run rampant while people are sitting here cheerleading, okay, about how great our economy is. Meanwhile, we're starting to get all the information, the truth that you and I have known for the longest time, that it is not as good as we have been led to believe, that this inflationary issue isn't temporary, was never temporary or transitory. You and I called it out from day one, and they're continuing to lie to us. Why? Because they can get away with it because there's no accountability anymore. I'll tell you, man, it's pretty crazy stuff. Pretty crazy stuff. All right, look, this guy's going to let you all go. Please share the video. Please get it out there. And just one more time, a big shout out to those of you who support my work. I can't thank you all enough here. And it just makes me double my efforts for all of you. And I really hope that I'm doing a good job for all of you. I consider it my privilege to sit here and kind of be the daddy. But again, people, please think about what I am talking. This is not, I'm not out here to entertain you. I'm telling you the truth. I'm out here because I want you to understand what's happening and then do something about it. All right. This guy here again loves you a lot. I will see you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern for my live stream. We got this, people. We got this. I'll see you later.